An airstrike on a Syrian refugee camp near the Turkish border is believed to have killed at least 30 people. It's not known who carried out the attack in Idlib province, but a journalist in the region told the BBC local people have blamed the Syrian government, which has targeted rebels in the area in recent weeks. This eyewitness says the victims were all civilians.
They're all women and children, no one else. Look what those criminals have done. What did the children do? Where is Islam? Where is it? Where is the world? Where is it? Where is everyone? They're all liars. Where is everyone?
The White House has condemned the attack. A spokesman, Josh Earnest, said there was no justifiable excuse for carrying out an airstrike against innocent civilians who had already fled their homes to escape violence. The Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, says he's not ready yet to support Donald Trump as the party's candidate for the presidency. Mr. Ryan said the billionaire businessman first had to show that he supported Republican principles and that he could win the votes of a majority of Americans. Here's Laura Bicker.
Paul Ryan was in the running to be vice president in 2012. He's now the Speaker of the House of Representatives. He has, in the past, been critical of Donald Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from the US. He says he's still not ready to support the billionaire. Donald Trump has responded saying he's not ready to support Speaker Ryan's agenda and added that the American people have been treated so badly for so long, it's time politicians put them first.
A vast wildfire in the Canadian province of Alberta is continuing to rage out of control. 3 days on, the blaze has grown in size, defying the efforts of firefighters with helicopters and air tankers to contain it. More than 80,000 people have already fled their homes in the Fort McMurray area. An emergency worker, Chad Morrison, says the flames are fueled by powerful winds.
Late yesterday, the wildfire grew rapidly. Due to the increase of winds, we had winds recorded on site of up to 70 kilometers an hour, and those winds came from the northwest. The fire blew out to the southeast corner late last night, and now, as the Premier said, the fire is estimated to be 85,000 hectares.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Parliament it was the largest evacuation in the province's history. He said the footage of cars racing down highways as fires spread around them was nothing short of terrifying. Israeli warplanes have launched attacks on four Hamas positions in Gaza during a continuing flare-up in violence between the two sides. The Israeli military said it was responding to mortar rounds fired at Israel. Several Palestinians were injured and a woman was later killed by Israeli tank shelling. News from the BBC. The Supreme Court in Brazil has suspended the Speaker of the lower house of Congress, who has led efforts to impeach the President, Dilma Rousseff. The Speaker, Eduardo Cunha, has been accused of hindering investigations into his own alleged corruption. Candice Piet reports.
The Supreme Court voted to strip Mr. Cunha of his post for allegedly obstructing investigations in accusations that he'd accepted millions of dollars in bribes, which he denies. One of Brazil's most divisive figures, he played a key role in getting backing in the lower house for impeachment proceedings against President Rousseff. The Supreme Court had said it was concerned that the allegations against him could taint the work of the Congress. But his removal comes too late for President Rousseff, who faces a vote in the Senate next week on whether she should stand trial.
A jury in the United States has convicted a former refuse worker of murdering 9 young women and a 15-year-old girl over a period of more than 2 decades in Los Angeles. Lonnie David Franklin Jr. has been accused of being the mass killer who was known as the Grim Sleeper because there was an apparent gap of more than 13 years between two spates of murders. The court heard how Franklin preyed on poor and vulnerable young women. Security officials in Nigeria say militants have attacked a Chevron oil platform in the Niger Delta region. The militants are reported to have badly damaged equipment that allowed oil to flow from one facility to another. A group called the Niger Delta Avengers said it had blown up the platform. Voters across Britain have been taking part in a range of elections for the Scottish Parliament, the National Assembly of Wales, the Northern Ireland Assembly and more than 100 local councils in England. It's the first test of political opinion since Britain's main opposition Labour Party chose a new leader last year. BBC News.